Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6 says this, "The hand of the Lord was heavy against the people of Ashdod, and he terrified and afflicted them with tumors, both Ashdod and its territory." It doesn't take long for the word to get out in Ashdod about what has happened to mighty Dagon. People hear of his defeat, and they also feel the ramifications of God's triumph through the plague of tumors. We don't know the exact nature of these tumors. The King James Version translates this word as hemorrhoids, but we really don't know. What we do know is that the people feel the crushing weight of God's disciplinary hand upon them. So I want us to notice their response. They recognize God's power, they run him off, and then they retain their own gods. So they do recognize God's hand at work. They recognize God's presence and power that's associated with the Ark of the Covenant. In fact, their recognition of it intensifies as you move through the text. In verse 6, it says, "He terrified them." In verse 9, it says, "The hand of the Lord was against the city, causing a very great panic." And in verse 11, it says, "There was a deathly panic throughout the whole city." Well, in that day, this is what happened. It was believed that gods were regional or territorial. So instead of replacing gods, you simply sent them on their way out of your region. But they didn't put it all together. They didn't realize that neither space nor location could contain the power of God. The Lord is more powerful than any god, no matter where the God of the Israelites may go. But these people just wanted to get out of the presence of God quickly, thinking that his presence was contained within the Ark of the Covenant so that they could go back to their old idol-loving days. And here's at least one truth we learn. Continuing in idolatry brings pain. An unwillingness to recognize and repent to God Almighty brings pain. It may not bring the pain of tumors, but it assuredly brings an ache and longing and pain in the soul. So let's think about this for a minute. What are the idols of today? Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming." We know this is not an exhaustive list, of course, of all the idols, but it gives us a glimpse into what idolatry might look like for us today. Lust, greed, envy, arrogance, the desire and prizing of the flesh over the spirit. Anything that we do or think while simultaneously thinking, "I hope God doesn't see me." All of these can be idols, and every single one of them will bring pain into your life. When you put something in the place of God, it not only ultimately brings dissatisfaction, but also pain and marred relationships. Just think about what happened with the Philistines. They sent the Ark of the Covenant into other cities occupied by their own people. It's not a very good public relations approach. So what is being laid out for us is a reminder. Whose side do you want to be on? Whose team? Do you want the heavy hand of God for you or against you? If you want the hand of God to be for you, then the response is repentance and the simplicity of faith in Him. It's not running away from Him. What makes you think you can run far enough or fast enough to escape His presence? As you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family are missionaries in Minnesota. And also remember the Makua Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.